Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Colleen from Daytime After Dark. Oh, my gosh, you guys. When I say we have a guest today, meaning we have daytime royalty at best and a daytime living legend whose career has spanned over 40 years. And she is just one of those great actors that, you know, been on Begin Here, Days of Our Life, Passions, Post Sorrows, Law and Order, Santa Barbara, One Life to Live. So I'm bringing her on. I'm so excited and nervous. And here we go.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show, Louise.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm a little nervous because I've been watching you ever since I was 6 years old. So,
oh, God.
Yeah, so I'm kind of nervous in that respect because I love Vivian. Well, I love her, but when you do something really bad, I try to justify why you did what you did, even at 6 years old, you know. Because
where are you from, like, Carla? Where are you from? Where are you from? What country are you, is your background?
I'm from Seattle, Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my grandma, this is all my grandma's fault. She has been watching Days of Our Life, and she's 94 years old. She's still living. Watches it every day.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
From the first episode. So when we were growing up, you know, we knew that was grandma's time not to bother her.
Oh, but, yes.
Yeah, all of us girls, because there's five of us girls and three boys, three grandsons. So we knew if we just, you know, sat down really quietly and watched it and not said a word, we would not be kicked out, you know. And
yes,
she tried to cover her eyes doing the, you know, sex scene, but she did a bad job because I could still see, because she, you know, had her fingers open. So, you know, I could still see it, Grandma. So, yeah, but when they brought you on Days, oh, my God, it was one of the most amazing vixens of all time. And I don't think people realize how much of a living legend you are. I hope that's okay to say, because
how much, what did you say? I'm sorry, repeat that.
Yeah, I said you're a living legend. In daytime.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know,
well,
daytime
I'm living
royalty,
at least.
Really. You know, so before I get to the Dave's question, because there are many, you've been on so many shows in your career. I mean,
yes.
And what started your career? What decided that you wanted to become an actress?
Well, I started when I was 15. In high school.
Wow.
I was doing the theater in high school. I was doing Shakespeare and Shaw and John Millington Synge and everything. When I was 15, I went on the stage in high school. And then it just continued, and then I went to college, and then I went to came to New York and studied at the Neighborhood Playhouse. And then I went right to Broadway. I was very lucky at 21 to be on Broadway. So that was my first love, is the theater.
Wow.
And behind that, my father was a film producer, but I didn't really think that was something I was interested in. That's what he did, but the theater was what I really loved. So that's
that
how I started.
That is awesome. I mean, that is really awesome. I mean, you know, so, I mean, you've been on so many different, also, primetime shows that I love, but back in the 80s, I was very happy with you when you were on Travels on MD, because I'm a doctor. I want to be doctor, so, and every lawyer, so.
Yes.
And I, you know, I loved Travels on so much. I still, to this day, I think they should do a reboot, just my opinion. But how was that experience?
Which one? Which one? Sorry.
I thought you were on Trapper John MD.
Oh, Trapper John.
Yeah.
There were a few early shows. My first show in Los Angeles was Dr. Kildare, with when Richard Chamberlain was doing Dr. Kildare. And Trapper John is sort of a vague memory I have. I'm not too clear about that one, but... Dr. Kildare and Medical Center, those were the medical shows that I did.
Yeah, I mean, you were, I didn't see that one, but I saw Trapper because I was in love with Gonzo, so, and Gregory Harris. So when he left, I was mad. I'm still mad at him to this day for leaving. But, and so you were on probably the best kids show of the 70s, 80s, Different Strokes. I love Different Strokes. I still watch it on YouTube every now and then.
I vaguely remember being on that.
What?
I vaguely remember doing that show. You know, it's so long ago.
I know, but I just want to have our listeners, you know, have like, a background for they know, you know, you've been on so many shows. But how was
yeah.
that experience, even though it was decades ago? I mean, when I watched it for the first time, I looked at you and I go, why do I know her? And then I'm like, oh my God, Vivian. And it was, you kept it with so not like Vivian on Different Strokes. It was,
no, yeah.
You know,
right.
But it was great because you can do comedy. And I think that's what a lot of people don't know about you. I mean, you're funny too, but I thought on Different Strokes, you killed it.
Thank you. I basically started it on Broadway. In a comedy. I mean, comedy was what I loved. And, you know, I did the Don Rickles show. I played Don Rickles' wife. And, yes. And then I did a series with a wonderful actor, Larry Pressman. And we did a show called The Ladies' Man, which was just before Candace Bergen's Murphy Brown. It was the same group, sort of same idea, and I was the editor of a magazine. And it was a comedy. I mean, that's what I really love. Is comedy. It's just my favorite thing. So thank you for...
Well, you know, you do like a great job at, you know, comedy and, you know, acting both. You do a great job with both. And
you
were on Magnum P.I. My question,
yes.
I know it was 1982, but do you get a film in Hawaii by any chance? Because if you did, I would have took that job just to go to Hawaii, even though that show was amazing then.
Yeah, well, I ended up doing both Hawaii Five-O and then Magnum. I did Magnum when I was about to get married, so I was doing all the invitations on the plane, going over there to do Magnum PI with Tom Selleck. So I did two shows in Hawaii. It's beautiful there.
Oh, I've never been, but after COVID-19 is done, yeah, that's like I need to go on a vacation. But yeah, you did a great job of Magnum and. You know, but you were also on Knox Landing, which was my grandmother's favorite nine times so besides Dynasty. You know, my grandfather and I were watching Dallas as he was watching Knox Landing. So how was your Knox Landing experience?
Well, Knox Landing, the irony of that, of course, is I was a friend, Michelle Lee and I are friends, but the irony was that Michael Sabatino was on that show with me. We didn't each other. And so many years later, we're together on Days of Our Lives. It was ironic that we ended up together on that show. He's a wonderful person. And
well,
so anyway,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, if you ever talk to Michelle, tell her I will be open for an interview. I love her so much. I love both of you. Probably I love you more, but, you know.
No, sure, I'll tell her. She's.
Yeah, please, because it will be a dream interview for me. And you were on One Life to Live. I mean, you've been on every soap almost.
I should be dead by now.
Not every soap, I didn't mean. But you were on Santa Barbara. So,
yes.
And I interviewed a couple of co-stars of yours from Santa Barbara, and I keep telling them they should have Santa Barbara reboot or like a reunion or something.
Yeah, I know. I just read that there is a beautiful coffee table book that somebody in Germany has done. I saw it on Facebook. And it looks like he did a very good job with it. So, the cast is all spread all over the place now. I don't be a reunion of any kind. It would be nice. But, you know, everybody's in a different place now.
Well, exactly. And I just love the fact that you've been on so many. You were on Port Solos. I mean, you were not on General Hospital, but you were on Port Solos with the sister.
So oh, yes. Yeah, I did something quick on that. Yeah, I remember Port Charles, yes.
How was that experience?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, there's a sort of a blur of all these shows. I think I was in a bed, in a hospital bed in Port Charles. That's all I remember.
Yes.
So
you will.
That's all I can remember. You know, it's so long ago, and it was a quick thing. I think I just did a guest star on that or something like that.
You were 14 episodes. I looked it up.
What? Really?
Well,
you see, my brain dead. I'm losing it. Really losing it.
No, you're not.
Not very.
I mean, come on. With the COVID-19 thing, sometimes I don't remember what day it is. So I think this year has made it to be like the year that no one remembers anything. And
yeah,
before,
you're right.
Yeah. I thought you were amazing on Port Solos because even when you were in the bed, I just enjoyed seeing you. I love Port Solos. I cried when, you know, it ended because, you know, it was such an awesome show. And
yeah.
I know you also did Paston, but it was like a one-episode thing.
Yeah, I didn't know. They didn't tell me about the dead fish that I had to cut up. That really didn't go over well with me. I had no idea that I was going to be cutting up fish since I'm an animal lover, and it made me sort of sick to stand there at 7 in the morning cutting up fish. Oh, God. Anyway.
Oh, God. That would be my worst, you know. Yeah, I wouldn't like that either. And you did One Life to Live. I just want people to know. So, you know, you've been on the West Coast and East Coast doing soaps.
Yes.
So I always find that very interesting. And the only soap I could say you haven't done is All My Children,
right.
General Hospital, Another Word, Guardian Light.
Oh, no, I did All My Children. I did All My Children. I played a judge.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had a little thing with David. Oh, God, he was such a lovely man. He died. He was on the show forever. David Canary. And, yes, I did, in fact, do All My Children. I think I did. I don't remember exactly how many, but I did that show briefly.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't in my notes, so.
That's all right. That's all right.
That's okay. So I have to go to Law and Order before I go to Dave, because Law and Order still, you know, I see other episodes. I'm a Law and Order. I should go to Law and Order into Benson because I was all the Law and Order SUV, Law and Order, you know, Criminal Intent,
yes.
All of them.
But yes.
I thought you did a great job on there.
Thank you.
Because I can see the repeats all the time because, you know, being at home, you know, there was nothing else to do for the last year.
Right. Right.
Yes, and there was a lot of YouTubing on my phone. But, yes. So how was that experience?
Well, you know, they were all very nice people. They're very good actors, and it's a very organized show. You know, they've been doing it for so long, and they you just sort of go in and be prepared. And it's a very professional show. There's no time wasted, you know. I think Dick Wolf is the best producer on television because he's got something like 6 shows on the air, and he's very loyal to his actors, and he does things that are very present day, and he seems to, you know, not sell out, seems to respect what's going on in the world, and he pulls it into his shows, and he gets very good actors, and he keeps all the New York actors working. I think he's really remarkable. I have great respect for him.
Oh, yeah, I mean, and... You know, Sam Wallison and a bunch of them. I mean, to have Law and Order on for 20 years and then for SBU coming on the 22nd season. But Derek Roop, he knows what he's doing, people.
And he does. He's very good. Very good.
And gifted, yeah. So now... I have to get to my Dave because there's so many questions with Dave and you. I got to know. Number one, so why I got mad on Twitter because when I found out you were being replaced.
Well, I have to tell you, for them, they called me at a time, the first time I was replaced, was not because they wanted me, but I couldn't go at the time they called me. And then the second time was last year when the COVID was at its peak, and I really could not get on a plane and fly. I just was too frightened because it was the worst time of COVID.
You.
So that's why they replaced me. They didn't want to replace. They did offer me called me, but I couldn't do it. So that's what happened.
Well, maybe I need to apologize to Twitter, but I just, you know, got a little mad because it was, you know, you are Vivian. And I will say Bubba, Robin and Linda did a great job, but they were not you. So,
well,
you know.
Yeah, it's just a role that it worked for me. I mean, I will say that. I mean, I'm not going to say anything about them, but it's a role when sometimes you find a role that you put a stamp on it. And I feel very, you know, sort of possessive of it. But at the same time, it was my choice to not go and do it at the time. And I miss it because I love Vivian. I mean, I feel like, you know, she's my character, but it just fits for me. and because I had a long time to do it, gave me some wonderfully funny things to do early on, and I just, you know, I loved it. And I think that you sort of put a stamp on something. It's hard for someone else to come in.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was you. Just so that I, you know, I didn't want them not to get you, but I understand. I have a flu. You know, I think, you know, people at the height of COVID was worried about even getting on the plane. So I totally understand.
Yeah.
So my question,
I just couldn't.
Okay, Vivian took Days of Our Life to a new height. Every storyline you were in, it was like when Vivian was out to destroy Colleen Manning.
Pretty
you
funny.
You know, and like, oh, God, and, you know, the place was investigating. And Colby learned Vivian killed one of her patients. You know, but crazy Vivian, you know, you kind of went crazy there for a moment. But I loved it.
It was fun. I really had fun. I just actually, to tell you, just 2 days ago, Yvonne, my butler, called me. And we spoke just the other day. Because I thought we were a great comedy pair. And he called me and said, when are we going back, madam? I said, well, I don't know, Yvonne. I don't know if we'll ever go back. But we still stay in touch with each other.
Oh, my God.
We had a great time.
If you talk to him again, please, I would love him on here. I love you guys' comedy.
Yeah,
I love that Yvonne did anything you wanted him to do. I love it. You know, I love you guys. You guys were like, you know, the most powerful comedy to some.
Oh,
you know,
thank you.
Was.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I really had fun. I missed that. I do miss that.
Yeah. So I have to, you and Kate. Okay, even though at first it was played by Deborah, but then they brought in...
Deborah Adair. I love Deborah.
Yeah,
love Deborah.
Yes. But then they brought in this...
Lauren.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Both of them, I thought you guys had the biggest cat fights of all cat fights. Kate and Vivian, and they were so great to, you know, to watch. I mean, you guys were willing, you guys never really liked each other. I mean, that's what made you guys' rivalry so much great. And, you know, awesome. And when you were pregnant, you stole the embryos, I think. But you gave birth to Philip. And, you know, Kate tried to get custody. You tricked Victor into mailing you. I mean, all that. And then you drug Kate's coffee. It was like, it was the comedy at the most. It was great. You know,
I'm so glad you're reminding me of all this. You have a good memory.
Yeah.
I don't remember half these things.
Well, see,
it was fun.
Even in school, they said that I didn't know anything about math and science, but if anyone asked me about entertainment or the soap, I could tell you anything with scared people. But, you know, but how was it working with Dawn and Sim Victor? Because you guys
he's an angel.
Guys have great chemistry. So how was it working with him?
Well, first of all, he's also from the theater originally, and we just had a certain respect for each other. He's just a charming man, and we just had a kind of just, you know, easy to work with. He was so very present, very smart man, and just could not be more charming. I just adore him.
Oh, me too. I mean, you know, he's still looking at his age. God bless him.
I know.
You know, I wanted them to put a plastic bubble over him during COVID because I did not want to lose you or Victor. You know, John Aniston doing COVID or Betty White. Like, I was telling people that they should be bubble wrapping you guys.
Yeah.
You know, but you, I mean, you and Victor had such a complicated relationship all the time, and I'm just, like, thinking it was probably the best fun relationship to have on daytime, because I always look forward to seeing what will happen between you two. And you guys were always so good and so present with each other. And
yes,
so
yes.
When you kind of sort of accidentally bury Carly in the coffin, okay, I'm just saying that is my worst fear in my life. Like, that is my worst fear ever. And so when they did that storyline, it was great. But I had to be under my covers because my worst fear is that. But I thought, you know, it was amazing how they did all of that. You know,
yeah, well,
it
was, you know, first of all, she was wonderfully committed to it, Crystal, we've become very good friends. And they were all, Crystal and Michael, they're just wonderful people. And she committed to it. And the thing that happened is that they are written in the script that Vivian does a jig on the grave. And I just went upstairs and I said, I don't jig. The person said, well, what do you want to do? I said, I have no idea. So I spent my lunch hour improvising something. And then they came back and they said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm just going to, you'll see. So they just shot it. And then I walked around the grave saying, she loves me, she loves me not, she loves me. I made that up. It wasn't in the script. It just came to me. And they let me do it, so I appreciated that. Hello,
wow.
I'm hearing other voices.
You know, because that was amazing. And to me, what was amazing when we all thought John Black was a Alamein and you were his aunt. And I love you and Drake's relationship. I mean, okay, he wasn't really always thrilled to be, you know, your nephew because of the things you got yourself into. But
yeah.
I really enjoyed that relationship. And then when, you know, he presumed dead or died once, you know, and you sent a very lovely flower arrangement, which I thought awesome. So how was it working with him? Because, you know, you worked with Drake and Deidre Hall both. How was that?
It was fine. You know, I didn't know them very well. We didn't have a lot to do together. But he's a very nice man. He couldn't be a nicer person because, you know, originally I think he was a baseball player. He's just a very real person. You know, he's very you know, he's just a nice human being. So it was fine.
Wow.
We didn't have any problems.
Yeah, and, I mean, Brady and you, wow. Eric Madoff was just on the show about 2 months ago, and I was kidding with him. I'm like, you know, all you did with Vivian, you know, that wasn't really nice. He goes, well, Well, she started. So I thought you and him had a great little, you know, he was just trying to protect Victor. And, you know, like Victor didn't need his protecting by Brady, Bo, and Daniel, and Dustin are very loyal to Victor. Even on their loyalty, I would get them in trouble for being loyal to him. Yeah, I just found that fascinating that your longevity on Dave, you know, has been great. And the, you know, what the heck moment of 2 years ago or a couple of years ago was finding out that Vivian and Stefano had a kid together. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that I knew nothing about.
That you knew nothing about, but you know.
All of a sudden they told me I had twins with Stefano. Never knew.
Yeah.
Never knew about that.
Yes, and that, in my mind, I'm like, okay, so he married Kate, Stefano did, and then he ended up having kids with you. So it was for me, wow, what was it like working with Zoe? God bless his soul. It was heartbreaking when we lost him because, you know, he worked to the very end. And he
Joe. I love Joe. He was a real professional. Really good, really cared about his work. And that was a terrible loss. Terrible. Yeah.
Even though he scared me.
No, he was a big pussycat. He's a big he's a big mama's boy, big Italian mama's boy. He really was.
Yeah. Well, because I will get you back on dates. Louise, I don't know how I'm going to do it yet.
Okay.
But, you know, and I really, 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 if you talk to Yvonne, please tell him he's welcome to come on here. I've had Dr. Ralph on here. I've had James Runners, who plays Abe.
Oh, I love him.
You know,
he's a sweetheart.
He spoke very highly of you. So,
oh, he's an angel. I love him.
He, you know, and also I've had Wally, who played Dustin on Dave.
Wally Kurth.
Yeah.
They're lovely people.
They both adore you. And I just told Wally, I go, are you going to just go after Vivian for, like, you know, since you're loyal, you could go after her for something? And he goes, yeah, but she's sneaky. I'm like, exactly, so she won't ever be caught. You know, so, I mean, I love how Days of My Life always brought in the Cole family, but, you know, it was a loss to Luzzo as the head matriarch of the D'Amelio family.
Yes.
And then the Brady family, you know, we lost
Peggy
McClain.
Peggy, she was a sweetheart, too. She was a real pro.
And then we lost 10 years ago, 11, Frances Reed. So it was...
Oh, yes. Oh, she was so lovely. I used to go and visit her at her home, and her niece is a friend of mine.
Exactly.
Lovely woman.
And I think there are so many great actors out there, but I really, when I get you back on, I'm going to make sure they give you some Emmy-worthy material, because I think you should get an Emmy. I feel like every year, Days of My Life has been overlooked for the Emmy categories, and I get upset with this every year. This is my own personal thing. When Days of My Life did a great storyline when Dawn died, or when, Bo and Hope's son died. Everyone should have got, an Emmy for that book. And so I believe that the Little Life actors don't give the credit they do with Susan.
Well,
Rogers.
It's so political. You know, I don't know enough about all those award things, but I can't comment because I don't know what goes on there.
Well, I'm doing my research on it, but I cannot take up all your time because my other co-host will kill me because the other two couldn't make it, but he could. So, hey, Bobby.
Hey, Louise.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to say you're doing. You should come back to days like Carly says. But if you're going to have that, bring back Carly, bring back Crystal Chappell, bring back Molly Burnett when Queens of the South is done. Because I would love to actually see that interaction between Melanie and Vivian again, or Carly and Vivian.
Yeah. Well, Crystal and I are very good friends. You know, she went on to produce some shows, you may know that.
Right.
She has her own shows that she brought me onto her show that she was doing.
Right.
On the East Coast. But she's got two sons now, and they live up north of California, and they're building a house, she and Michael. So they're very busy. But I'll certainly pass that information on. I just spoke to them last weekend.
Yeah. And I know you was on One Life to Live, but did you work with Robin and Linda, who succeeded you as Vivian over on Days before?
Yeah, I did work with Robin on One Life, exactly.
Yeah. And what about Linda? Because I know Linda was on Another World at the time. And
no, I never worked with Linda. I know her. She's, you know, a long time ago friend that in New York.
Right.
We all sort of, yeah, I
right,
know Linda.
But never did the one of the ABC soaps or Another World with Linda before.
No, I only did One Life to Live and All My Children.
Yeah.
Briefly. Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't have any interactions between Ray and your character on
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. All right, because I just didn't know, because with the history that of the three Vivians that were on, and with what you said on why he was unavailable earlier, I just thought maybe you might have been involved in having some good connections with some good friends where you have seen their work from previous work, either interacting with them on another soap, like Robin and you on One Life to Live or anything like that.
No, I had nothing to do with who they chose. I just couldn't do it when they called me. It was COVID, et cetera, and I didn't want to fly. But I had nothing to say or to do with any casting that they had decided to do.
Right, because I understand the situation, this situation happened with Missy Reed, where she could have been able to make it out to California to play Jen when they got renewed, and they ended up being Katie McClain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but hopefully in the next 2 years, or even longer, depending on what happened with the contract in 2 years from now, they can ask you back.
Well, they might, you know, within this next couple of years, I don't know. It's up to them. I'm here, but I, you know, they may have just said, oh, she's, because I said no twice. I don't know. They might call me again. Who knows? We'll see.
But like I said, they got to bring back Crystal and Molly, and I don't care if they have to bring John Christensen back as another character, but that would be the perfect threesome to bring them back as part of a little package deal for you all.
Oh, well, that would be nice. You can write them a letter and suggest it.
Yeah. Anyways, I won't take up too much of your time because you're a busy lady, and it's almost 6 o'clock on the East Coast, so I just will just say have a good night.
Well, thank you so much for
talking
to me.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Oh, Bobby, you did great with the question, buddy. I'm going to put you on hold. Louise, thank you. Oh, I got to ask you this. So, since you've been home all this year, has there been a TV show that you liked? and you got hooked on since, you know, you've been in the house and you
were not able to go anywhere. Oh, there have been a lot, but most of them are honestly are British. I have a thing about I think the Brits are just amazing in their work. And so a lot of stuff I watch is from other places. There are a few shows I still like here. Like, I love SVU because I think they're all just so lovely in that. They're so good. But basically, I got hooked on a lot of other productions coming from other places.
Oh, so, awesome. I mean, that is. I mean, my dad does that. He watches, you know, British shows, and my mom cannot get into it, so thank God there are two TVs at their house, or four TVs.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, but my question is, before you go, I would love to have you and Yvonne together on this show, because there are so many stories of you acting days together.
Yeah.
Now, I think Daytime After Dark would love to be the first to interview you both. So if you wouldn't mind contacting him and see if maybe he will be up to do it.
I will. I'll call him. He lives in Taos, New Mexico.
Okay. And number two, I hope you come back to the show because we love you.
Thank you, especially.
And my grandma said she would too try to call in, but she says she hopes Vivian comes back, and she hopes Vivian is a little nicer.
Oh, no,
grandma,
that wouldn't be any fun. That's no fun.
I go, grandma, that's not fun in number two. No, I have to explain to her that, you know, she thought the actors were, like, writing their own storyline. I'm like, no, grandma.
Oh. No, no.
No, that's what the
wish we could.
Awful.
That would be nice if they let us do that. No,
yeah,
I think that. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so please let me know what Yvonne says. And
okay.
Before I let you go, yeah, Christy Shapiro just said on Twitter, which I would love having her on with you too, by the way. So
okay.
If that ever can happen, that would be cool, but just letting you know, I guess they are grandparents. They just announced it on Twitter last night that I think their son is expecting a baby.
Yes. You mean Crystal's son?
Yeah.
I know one of them just graduated. I guess you're right. You're right.
Yeah, no, it was on Twitter or something I saw. And I'm like, wow, they are going to be cool grandparents. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they're so, the two of them are so adorable. They couldn't be a better match, Michael and Crystal. They're wonderful people. They're just the warmest, nicest people.
Exactly. And I hope you're able to come back on the show and let me know what Yvonne says when you talk to him.
Okay. Okay, I will.
And have a great weekend. And have
thank
a
you.
Weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay,
lovely
bye-bye.
Talking to you.
Lovely talking to you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Carly.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Bobby, thank you. I'm sorry. I took most of the time. I
was expecting more callers today than anything. Even if Maggie couldn't make it, I was expecting more callers.
You know what? I think because, you know what? It's 2 o'clock here, 5 o'clock there, you know. But, you know, I'm sure we will get people that listen after the show. So, I mean, that's great. But I hope I did a good job with this interview because
you always
do
a good job.
Thank you. But I was up all night, like, worrying about it. And like all the questions come from my head. They never are written down. But we have some announcements. Next Monday is Memorial.
No, next Monday is Memorial Day. The following Monday is the 31st.
Weekend, and so, you know, what was I going to ask you? Memorial weekend when you were growing up, what did you do every Memorial Day weekend, Bobby?
Mostly swim.
Like, because, you know,
mostly
like when I was in high school, I grew up, was they would give us the Friday and Monday off, like not the whole Friday, but I took the Friday off. And then I went down looking for the whole weekend every year, you know, because I had to go back to my grandfather's farm because the animals were missing me. And my dog was missing me. So, yeah, do you have a tradition like that for Memorial Day weekend?
Just stayed home and cook out.
That is cool. And, what was I going? Okay, so next week we have you know how Dante is? For the first time in like 6 years, Bobby, I'm doing the scheduling. You have no idea how Dante that is right now because So May 26th, Jasper is back with us.
What time's that show?
He hasn't told me yet. And also Paul Goslin, who's my guy, is on Friday at 7 p.m., No, it's going to be a late show that night. But, you know, I always wanted to work with the actors together. You know, that's the way we do things now, work with the actors together. And, Bobby, if you want to reach out to anyone, you're more than welcome to get them on the show. You know?
Okay.
No, because you and I are the team right now.
Right.
And, you know, Maggie is having one bad ear infection. So she wanted to call in so bad, but she couldn't. So, yes. And what are you doing this weekend before we go?
Well, I'm trying to maybe just relax and probably wash some clothes on Sunday and just watch TV and that's it.
Wow. Well, what am I doing this again? Oh, I'm relaxing and sleeping. And I got a pizza yesterday. Well, two pizzas. I got the Zoe special from friends. I'm being funny. So I did that. And I think I'm just going to relax. But you're so lucky you don't live in an apartment because your mailbox, you know, comes right to the door so you know when the mail comes right. Well, for me, I have to wait and then I have to go all the way downstairs and check the mail. And I've been waiting for my bank card for the last couple of days. because I lost my bank card, and then I had to order a new one. Yep. I wasn't happy with that one, you know. Have you ever lost your bank card, Bobby?
I never had a bank card.
You need to get a bank card deal. You know, then you can be on Amazon and stuff. Yes. Oh,
yeah.
You could get an Amazon gift card and do it that way.
Well, I've always done that.
I love Amazon. I need to go to Amazon, Aholics or something. But thank you, everyone. When they listen to this, please enjoy this great interview, and we'll be back next week. And if we have other people next week, I will send you a message, Bobby.
Okay. Have a good night.
Okay, and enjoy your weekend.
And also, before I go, you got to check out today's General Hospital. One more. Tissues.
Thank you for the warning, and have a great weekend, and text me this weekend just to make sure you're okay. And have a great weekend, everyone.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.